Episode 2866 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I may wind up sneezing here. I apologize, but I'll try and hold it back. And, you know, this is a show where, you know, counteroffers are one of those hard things for people to deal with. You are scolded by recruiters, by the firm that extended the offer that is causing you to resign, that's yielding the counteroffer. There's guilt involved with it. People are telling you all sorts of different things about whether you should take a counteroffer. And here someone wanted my advice about whether they should take a counteroffer under these particular circumstances. Hope you find the show helpful. You know, again, people are hiring me for No BS Job Search Coaching and Career Advice globally because I'm making the process of finding work and succeeding in it much easier. Part of the way I'm doing that's with jobsearch.community, where I've got a lot of great information available for free. Plus, I have information, video courses, books, and guides that you can watch, listen to, or read asynchronously, and then we can start doing coaching with one another so I can help you land that next role or just answer your questions about job search through the site. And I'll be back in just one moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Here's one of those questions from Quora I was asked, and I want to help sort this out for someone. So here's the scenario. Person's working in a job that he or she really likes and gets a call from someone that he interviewed with some time back. Matter of fact, he says several years ago and turned down. And they called him up recently and offered he or she up recently and offered a 45% increase in salary. He or she didn't feel underpaid, but the amount was so significant they had to seriously consider it. So when they gave notice, their boss countered to exceed the increase, saying it would change nothing in their relationship, no ill will or anything like that. His boss said that the salary gap was big enough that he couldn't blame me. He would have done the same thing in my shoes. They had a candid conversation. The person writes, "I'd love to stay at my current job with this new salary. I know for sure I'd be much happier at my current company than the new one, but the advice is generally to never, ever take a counteroffer. I'm wondering if this should be one of those exceptions." And I want to start by saying, there really are never any rules except the ones that you want to engage in. So don't look to the outside for the rule. Just look for what feels right. Now, I don't know if there's going to be an impact upon you because that's really what most of the caution's about. The caution says you're getting your next raise in advance. They're going to hold it over you. After all, when it comes time for a promotion, are they going to reward you or that loyal person who hasn't made waves? Now, that's the standard advice. Now, when I hear a 45% increase, I tend to think of an individual with a lower salary. So it's not like you're making $240 in the way of salary in all probability, and you're getting a raise of over $100. The probability is, you know, you're a lower wage, relatively new person into the workforce for whom, and I don't know if these are your numbers because you don't really speak of it. Let's say if you were a $40,000 person and you're getting a $45% raise, you're still under $60,000. It's chump change to a firm. So, you know, don't be concerned about percentages because I'm sure everyone's throwing that percentage in your face, and I know it will make a difference, but, you know, at the end of the day, it still translates into you not making a lot of money, and you got underpaid for a long period of time. The real thing is, can you trust your boss? Because, you know, I know from experience, if I feel blackmailed to do something, and there's a bad day, you know, the first thing I do is go, I can't believe I gave that person 45% more, and they're still working like crap for me. So, you know, again, it's just an emotional response. No criticism of your boss, per se. I just know that he or she, or I think he said he, was trying to sell you at that moment. So, you know, just consider that, you know, they have good intentions, and like an abusive spouse, may not be able to fulfill them entirely. At the end of the day, I have to say, trust your gut. Trust your gut. You know, it's really the best advice that someone could give you, because you know the people that are involved. And the only question I would have is, if your value was that much more than what the market, than what you were being paid, why were you underpaid for so long? Why did your current firm take advantage of you? And once you have that answer for yourself, I think you know what decision to make. I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you found this helpful. Go over to thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. I accept connection requests from people worldwide, except if you look like a spammer or a scammer, except if you're a third-party recruiter. Finally, you know, for those of you who are job hunting, often you have questions. I don't answer all the ones that I'm asked, but I answer some. If you don't want to roll the dice and figure out and guess and hope that I answer your question, reach out to me through either PrestoExperts.com, or you can reach out to me through Clarity.fm. I'm a job search and career coaching expert on both sites. Be happy to answer your questions. I'm Jeff Altman. Have a great day. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.